Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the new podcast setup. We got these cool radial arms, or whatever you call these things now.
And
so
Kelsey just said action.
Action, which was always good. So now we have it. I actually have one of those things that you...
You do?
I do.
Why did we not bring that
I don't know. It's just Charlie's. It's one of my kids. So they
so
have it somewhere.
So steal it from
I know, I
got to
find it.
He's got a ton of toys.
Well, I got to find it. I'll find it. We'll use it for the next one. So we're making progress with our setup. We now have adjustable boom microphone arms, right? So you don't have the little things anymore. So we're going to keep making changes to the set. Of course, if you're just tuning in, you're watching the Financial Guys podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. If you're listening on your whatever device, your iPhone or whatever, thank you as well. You can always watch this on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can always listen on your iPod, I guess, right? So that works. Real quick. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. Use our website as a resource at thefinancialguys.com. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and of course, we are the Financial Guys.
We had Russ Thompson, Carol Palladino filling in for us on the radio show. We got to get him in here. Got to get him in here to do the podcast. I don't think about that, but we got to definitely get him in here. So my cousin David, by the way, is a smart aleck. He said, I could do that podcast better than you. So I got to get
him in here too. Perfect.
We'll just throw the mics in front of him and see how it works out.
Perfect. Next week we are supposed to have Andrew Pollack on the podcast, followed by an appearance on the radio show. He, of course, is the father of Meadow, who died tragically in the Parkland school shooting about a year and a half ago. It was February 14th, 2018. So it's about a year and a half. I've been trying to get him on for a while to talk about, you know, school safety and some of the stuff that he's been doing to try to advocate for school safety. He's got a new book coming out, so we had the opportunity to get him on the show. He'll be on next week, so you're not going to want to miss that. This week, we got a ton of stuff to roll through. We're going to talk about a lot of different things.
Too much.
Too much, really. We're going to probably just touch on some things and maybe just follow up on Saturday and talk more on the radio show about some of these and dig a little bit deeper. But we probably got to start off with Elon Musk, right? I mean,
Solar City.
Solar City, right?
It's always been such a big topic in the city of Buffalo. It was one of Andrew Cuomo's flagship programs that were basically going to 100% turn us into, you know, the next hot place to do business.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the end-all, be-all. They spent $1 billion of our money.
Yep.
Not his money, our money, our taxpayer money, and it was going to stimulate economic growth. Now, there was two really, really beautifully handsome guys that said, what a disaster this is going to be, because anytime the government gets involved in picking winners and losers, they always, always pick losers.
It's uncanny.
And these two guys were really, really bright at saying, this is going to fail, and it's going to fail big time. And I wish I knew
who they were. Something guys.
We'll get to the end. Yeah, anyway. So we'll get to the end. By the end of this, we'll figure it out. But an absolute joke. But a great piece, by the way, by WGRZ. And I will give WGRZ credit. Now, we were kicked off that station, too, sort of. I shouldn't say that. We parted ways nicely, but moved to Channel 7 and, of course, got kicked off of Channel 7 because of the full-term, how disgusting we thought full-term abortion was. And apparently they didn't agree with that, I guess, because they kicked us off. But I will give credit where credit's due. Channel 2, I think, out of all the three stations, really true, especially with Dave McKinley, is always they're the only station that actually tries to proactively go out and call these people out. Right?
Yep.
Impossible to call Andrew out because he hides. He hides. He's not going to do an interview for you. He's going to hide. And if you ask him a tough question, he specifically has people in front of him that push him out of the way and say, okay, time's up. Yep. Wait a minute, you've just been here for 20 seconds. I know, got to go kiss another baby.
Yep.
But let's play this. Can we play this clip?
I don't actually have the clip. So we got to. Do you have the clip somewhere? Where do I find the clip? Is it? Do we post a clip?
Yeah.
Is it on our YouTube thing or our Twitter feed?
Let me see.
I have this one, expanding high-speed internet in Erie County.
Nope, that's not it. Let me get it here. Give me 1 second, and I'll bring it up. We will play this clip. And of course, as we're looking like we know what we're doing, we'll edit it in as you're watching this.
So while you're looking for this, I'll give you the. I'll just sum it up for a second. So they went out and they found some of the laid off workers, which is priceless, right? So they're supposed to have 5,000 jobs. That was the deal, right? Even still with that, it still costs us like a ridiculous amount per job. But we're supposed to have 5,000 jobs. Here's what we got. We got like maybe 500 jobs. They're no longer making solar panels. We understand they've leased part of the building to Panasonic. And so I don't know who it was. Channel 2, I guess, went out and did a couple interviews. And Vanity Fair as well recently went out.
Vanity Fair.
And went out and did some interviews. And they found some laid-off workers. And I got to tell you, these laid-off workers were not big Elon Musk fans.
This is a surprise, surprise. Vanity Fair article paints disturbing picture of Buffalo Tesla facility. I wish I could think of the goddamn two guys that were beautiful. I mean, unbelievably great-looking guys years ago when this whole project started and said, real smart, too. I mean, really smart.
Brilliant.
And they said, this is just going to be such a farce. Okay, let's play this article, Channel 2. Oh, of course we got the ad.
That's all right.
We'll edit it real nicely.
I don't think you have to hold it up, though. We'll just edit it later. I want to see it.
A scathing article published in Vanity Fair yesterday paints a bleak picture of Tesla's Solar City plant in South Buffalo. The article says that Tesla CEO Elon Musk is breaking promises and boasting inaccurate information. Now, I had a rare glimpse in a highly orchestrated tour inside the Solar City plant back in November.
Just raise it up. Raise the whole thing up. No, the cameras weren't allowed inside. Shocking.
When I walked in there, I saw more robots and automated machines than actual people working in the factory, and a vast amount of empty, unused space.
No.
Now, Tesla says it currently employs 329 workers.
Wow, I was off. 500.
It's $41 million in fines annually if it doesn't hire 1,460 workers in Solar City by next April.
Sure they will.
Expectations. Tesla fired back at Vanity Fair, accusing it of presenting a one-sided view with cherry-picked sourcing aimed at feeding into the fear, uncertainty, and doubt being circulated about Tesla every day by those looking to gain from Tesla's losses. And if you want to read the full article, we've got a link to it posted on our website, wgrc.com.
So it's funny because Tesla says, well, you know, they're just making the story. But they're making up what? The fact that you won't let them have cameras in there?
Right.
Are they making up the fact that when they did get in there, there was all kinds of vacant space? Yeah. How do you make that up?
They're making up the fact that, what, there's 329 workers there? I was off. I said 500. They're not even at 500.
You're supposed to have 5,000. And here's the beauty of it. It's a $41 million fine. Big deal. Who cares? Give them a goddamn $1 billion.
Right. They're not going to pay the fine.
No, they're not
going to. There's all kinds of ways to get around the fine. First of all, the state's not going to fine them because they're kicking money to the state coffers for campaign contributions, right? Nobody's. Second of all, let me just say this, to comment directly to Elon Musk. We don't own Tesla stock. We're not short Tesla stock. We have no financial, nothing to gain financially by down, you know, talking down Tesla stock. Yeah. Nothing whatsoever.
As New York State taxpayer, we've already gotten our ass kicked enough.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So we're not trying to, we have nothing to gain by Tesla going down. We have nothing to gain by Tesla going up. I will say this, Tesla's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down to double digits, and then some other company will buy them out. That's where it's going to go.
He's
a fraud. He's a fraud.
Carnival sales.
He's a fraud. He's an absolute fraud. He got one thing right in his career, and that was PayPal. Yeah. Everything else since then has been an absolute disaster.
It really shows you, though, if you can manipulate the taxpayers, if you can lie to them and come up with stupid ideas and call it green energy or I'm going to save the world, the amount of money that you can grab from them.
You know, something just dawns on me. It is remarkable. Something dawns on me, though. And, you know, the Democrats always talk about themselves being the ones that are going to bring us back to economic prosperity. Yeah. Like, they understand how to pick winners and losers. Why do these snake oil salesmen like Elon Musk always seem to go to liberal states? Right? They're not pulling the wool over on the Texas governor's eyes, right?
You think the Florida governor's going to give them a $1 billion for a warehouse?
They always seem to be gaming Democrats. Why is that?
The Florida governor's bright enough to run commercials in New York and say, hey, they're abusing you, come on down.
Right.
And guess what New Yorkers are doing?
Right.
They're leaving. And they're leaving like crazy.
Contrast that with New York running commercials in Florida saying, come on to New York, we'll give you 10 years tax-free when Florida's already tax-free.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of another New York State scam. Governor Cuomo responds to criticism about the New York State license plates. So Andrew Cuomo, this is what they're doing. This is what these total morons running the state are doing. They're coming up with new license plates.
Oh, good. Economic progress.
So we are $3 billion short last year, and that's what they're focused on is new license plates. And then they got the audacity to say, well, we need them for whatever, the new fast tolls or whatever. Give me a break. You know damn well what you're doing. You're short money again, so you're going to, every Monday through Friday, and I have said this for years, Monday through Friday, they don't work Saturday, Sunday, Monday through Friday, these liberals show up and figure out ways to steal your money. And once again, and Andrew, he woke up at like probably 8 o'clock in the morning as he's scrolling with his latte into the office in Albany. New license plates. So how much can we grab? And I guess it's about $360 million is what they're going to grab from you.
So let me just make sure I understand this right. So they put up these new tolls right on Grand Island.
Yeah.
And they didn't figure out that they couldn't actually take pictures of the license plates. I mean, they like well, if it were me.
They knew they could, by the way. They couldn't. We did this 2 weeks ago. What they knew they couldn't do it with the Canadians.
Right.
So the Canadians are just driving over and driving back, not paying any of the tolls.
Perfect.
Right? Once again, the U.S. is you know, I'm sure they're out stiffing Roswell Park on their free health care as well. So.
But this is all, this is what they do, though. This is smoke and mirrors for Democrats. This is what liberals do. They want to, divert attention away from, like, I don't know, the crumbling infrastructure, things like that.
So speaking of that, and I know you're going to get to this because I see it here, the roads in our Erie County, once again, we have a pothole contest, by the way, right?
Yes, we do.
We have, go to our
hashtag
Facebook?
Something. Hashtag TFG Rocky Roads.
Hashtag TFG Rocky Roads. By the way, somebody who left Buffalo and moved to, I think it was either Arizona or Florida.
Oh, Arizona, yeah.
Was it? Okay, I saw palm trees, so I knew it wasn't here. And the roads were beautiful. Yep. You get a trophy, my friend. We're giving away Financial Guys T-shirts. You, my friend, get a trophy.
Yeah.
Right. Should we hold this on the other side of the break? How are we doing with time?
Oh, yeah, we're doing really good. Okay. So, again, misdirection, right? Liberal misdirection. They love this stuff. We have the fourth highest poverty, child poverty rate in the country in Erie County. The fourth, not the 40th, not the 400th, the fourth highest child poverty rate in the country in Erie County. What does Mark Poloncarz work on? You'll never guess. Kels, any guy ideas? Anybody? Anybody? Mm-hmm. High-speed internet. That's what they're working on.
Oh.
So now...
Because that's not everywhere.
360...
Because you couldn't go to a Starbucks and pick it up there for free.
You couldn't go to your local library or...
Now, you won't be able to go to Spot Coffee anymore because they just unionized and I'm sure they'll
be gone. Yeah, no, they'll cancel that. You could use your phone. I mean, 4G, I mean, 5G, come on. I mean, let's be... So they're going to spend... God only knows how much.
Go to Spot Coffee, by the way. I have been going to Spot Coffee. I've never gone to Spot Coffee in my life. I want you to stop by there and buy them a cup of coffee.
Well, they're going
to
need it
for the ownership.
They're going to need it for sure. Here's what Mark Poloncarz tweeted out the other day. Our region is being left behind by telecommunications companies when it comes to high-speed internet, and some areas have no real service at all. Hmm. That's why we're going to build ErieNet.
This is genius.
A 360-mile high-speed fiber system to deliver high-speed services across the county.
We're going to build it. He's going to build it?
Fourth highest child poverty rate in the country. Top 10 overall poverty rate. I think it's like top 5
Mark,
now.
Let me tell you why we don't have high-speed internet here. It's because the damn parents don't have jobs.
Well, here's the best part.
That's why they don't have high-speed internet. And what's going to happen here, by the way, is just like every other government project, including the Obamacare website, the high-speed internet's not going to work. There was an article, I have it somewhere here, we have now the worst nursing homes in the country. How could that be? We pay the highest Medicaid rates
That's right.
The country.
That's right.
The nursing home should be so.
It's lined in gold.
It should be
the hallways.
Lobster caviar.
That's right.
And the best omelets in the goddamn world for breakfast. And instead, they're going broke and we have the worst care.
That's right.
Go figure. Liberal left wing program that just miserably failed with all the money being thrown at it.
That's right.
This high
speed
internet.
It will never be done.
I'd love to see, Mark, what's the cost of this?
It will never
be done. Because I'll bet my left leg and I'll cut it off myself. That whatever you decide the cost is going to be, it's going to come in 3 times higher and not work.
Three times. First, it'll come in 4 times higher.
Well, it's my
and
leg.
It'll never be done. It'll never
if
be
I
done.
If I said my pinky, I would have said
it'll
5
never
or 6,
be done. It'll never be done.
Total joke.
It's like the high speed rail in California. What, $4 billion? And Gavin Newsom goes, well, yeah, we're just going to bail on it. It's not going to work. What do you mean? You already spent. And by the way, President Trump, I love you, but you got to start like backing up the threats, right? You came out and you said, I'm going to go back after the $2.7 billion we gave California.
Yep.
Go after it.
After it.
Get it back.
Yeah.
We taxpayers, all of us here in this room, all of us here listening, okay, you took our money, and you, not you, Obama took our money, and gave it to California to build a high-speed rail that was going to go nowhere, right? It's gone nowhere. They haven't built a mile of it. It's ridiculous. Go get the go to Gavin Newsom and say, Governor Newsom, guess what? Time's up. Give us some money back. Yeah. Go get the $2.7 billion back and put it towards another mile or two of the wall. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, and I said this last week in the podcast, said the week before, and I've said it on radio shows. The number one problem in this country is debt, and Trump does need to figure it out. And by the way, that's a start.
The other thing is,
you're talking about him having a set of stones. You know, Trump has a set of stones, but you know, he was talking the other day about the possibilities, thinking about a payroll tax cut. I'm thinking, what the hell are you thinking about?
Well, payroll tax cuts are worthless. It's worthless. But cut the marginal tax rate. So don't mess around with the payroll.
We'll get into that in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about tax in the next segment. Let me get back to this for a second, though, because I want to play a little bit of this clip here just for a second.
Is this Mark?
This is Mark.
Mark is going to come on a radio show anytime. We've been inviting him for six, 7 years.
Well, he agreed. He said he would come on and defend his liberal progressive policies.
He said, you just invite him, we'll be there.
They'll be there.
Well, again, once again, Mark, this is what? Invitation number 7,800, whatever. We want you on the show. We won't beat you up. We're going to ask you questions. We'd like you to defend some of this type of stuff. I'm not going to say, there's the open invitation again.
So he comes out and he says, the private sector has failed us, so we need government to do it. I got to play the clip. I swear to God. Right? On the government payroll is going to be running fiber optic cable? I'd like to know this.
Let's see. What states are big government area and they have
the highest unemployment
rates in the country? That would be us.
That'd be us.
That would be us. Mark, but they just don't get it.
They don't.
They just don't get it.
No.
They just don't get it. 26% graduation rates or 30% graduation rates in the city of Buffalo? No, they'll run it right down to 15. They'll run it to 5. Maybe 5% graduation rates in the city of Buffalo, and they'll be going, well, you know what? We don't have a, you know what did that? The private sector and not enough government intervention.
There were districts in Baltimore and in Maryland where nobody
graduated.
Nobody passed the proficiency test. Nobody.
It goes to zero.
Not a single child in the school was proficient in math and English.
And it doesn't matter.
Not a one of them.
It doesn't matter. And it's still
But the liberals are defending Elijah Cummings and his district, right?
Of course they are.
Let me play this clip. This is classic.
And by the way, not a single one passed, right? Not a single one passed or graduated, but yet the pensions still went up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The salaries still went
up.
Yeah,
of course they did.
And the unions still got bigger.
This is just, you can't make this stuff up. Hopefully if I can play this here.
Because the private sector has failed us, we as a government must act. By laying the groundwork for a modern, countywide, open-access broadband fiber service network, ErieNet.
ErieNet. Here's my prediction for ErieNet. It will never, ever, in your lifetime or mine, come to pass.
Yeah.
Ever. ErieNet.
If it does, it'll be eight times.
You can't fix the roads, dude. You can't even fill a pothole, man. Seriously?
This is how it'll work.
You're going to run fiber optic cable and develop this network? Please.
This is how it'll work.
Lord.
The cell phone will be on here like this, right? As you're driving down the street, you'll finally get into the ErieNet, so you'll be able to listen to the music you want. And you hit a pothole.
The pothole and go flying.
And then there goes the coffee. It ruins your phone anyways.
Yep, and your clothes. Yes, absolutely.
Mark.
But fear not, because where private sector can't act, government will.
Yes.
Please.
This
They're not
time.
Feeding our children.
It's never
right?
worked before.
They're not educating them. No,
this
no.
Time.
But look, we have I'll go back to it. The fourth highest child poverty rate in the country, one of the highest overall general population poverty rates in the country, right? We have a pothole problem that is like the craters on the moon, right? And you're going to run fiber optic cable. This is your priority. You spent $25 million on bike paths that nobody rides on, but you can't fix Worley Avenue. Seriously.
And let's end
what
with
a
this.
Joke.
You've got the highest Good Medicaid Lord. Cost in the country, yet the reports are now telling us we have the worst nursing homes in the country.
For twice
Mark,
the cost.
You are the problem. Big government is the problem.
Big government is definitely the problem.
Those two guys that were really, really bright as they were putting those factories up, financial guys. Thanks for tuning
Check them out on WBEN. All right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Again, if you want to find out more about what we do, if you want to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and you can find everything that we do there, plus all of our social media links as well. All right, Glenn Michael, Mike Lomas, we are The Financial Guys. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on The Financial Guys Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys Podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, folks. If you like what you hear, do us a favor. Subscribe to our channel. Click the little icon so you get alerts when the new issues or episodes or whatever you call them come out. Yeah, stuff happens. If you want to follow us, by the way, on either Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those different things, go to our website again at thefinancialguys.com, and you can find out all the information on different things that we do there. We are a financial firm, of course, hence the name Financial Guys, except we like talking a lot about politics. This is a show where money meets politics, and we oftentimes talk about how government policy, whether it be Obamacare, tax cuts, things like that. We'll talk maybe a little bit of taxes in this segment, but oftentimes we just like to talk about politics and beat up on stupid liberals because it's just fun and easy.
Well, and it does, run, you know, whether it's the short term or the long term, and I'll continue to stress this. Short term, the stock market's been volatile over trade, right, and the Fed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Long term, when you look at the last financial crisis caused by the Community Reinvestment Act, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, right? Yeah. And then don't forget that subprime mortgage market that the Clintons put together.
And
that
Cuomo.
And Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo was a big pusher of it, right? So when you tell me, well, why do you talk about politics? Because it drives the short term and the long term outlook of economic growth, which ultimately is going to end up in corporate earnings, which ultimately will make the stock market higher or lower in the long term.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, when the during election night, when Trump won, and the markets were down 800 points, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, we're going to hell in a handbasket." I'll never forget Maria Bartiromo, who was the only smart one that came out and said, "You know, I just don't get this, because typically lower taxes and lower regulations are pretty good for the economy and good for the stock market.
Pro-growth economy.
And then the rest of the future started
to turn right around. And I think
by the next morning it opened. It was down for like a minute, and then it opened up. Yeah. So Obama, apparently Trump is so good. He's so good that he has now solved global warming.
Yes,
because apparently the sea levels are no longer going to rise, right?
Well,
they must have solved that issue, because otherwise, I mean, these liberals wouldn't be buying mansions on the coastline on the water, would they?
Yeah, let's listen to Barack Hussein Obama in July of 2016. Who was running the country in
July of
2016?
Just 3 years ago. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He was.
In a world that's warmer than it used to be, all weather events are affected by a warming planet. The fact that sea level in New York Harbor are now a foot higher than a century ago, that didn't cause Hurricane Sandy, but it certainly contributed to the destruction that left large parts of our mightiest city dark and underwater.
You know what he reminds me of?
So New York Harbor, by the way, is a foot higher and getting worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
These two scumbags, and that's what you are, by the way, and I'm sick and tired of you liberals saying, don't call them scumbags. Barack and Michelle Obama are scumbags.
I like dirtbags, personally.
All right, dirtbags.
Yeah,
we'll go with dirtbags. I like dirtbags, too. You're a dirtbag because you prey on the weak, the poor, you know, the folks that
the
ignorant, you know that they will follow you. So apparently, New York City's in trouble because of global warming 3 years ago when this jackass was in office, right? But now that Trump is in office, apparently
it's
everything's
fixed.
Okay.
It's fixed.
Because they just bought a $15 million estate.
That's right. On the island, on Martha's Vineyard.
On Martha's Vineyard. Now, correct me if Martha's Vineyard's not too far from that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much sea level, right?
Yeah.
It's not far at all. It's funny because it was that's where I believe Robert Kennedy Jr. was going right after he announced that he was going to run for the New York State Senate when his plane went down. Remember that? And then Hillary was able to, just coincidence that Hillary was able to step up.
Hillary took that job.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how that happened.
You know, people Although that's just that's probably coincidence.
Oh, I mean, yeah. No, yeah. Absolute coincidence. But anyway, so yeah, so he's now, I mean, so I'm he sure. now owns a nice estate on Martha's Vineyard, $15 million estate. Yeah. Apparently, no longer worried about the rising sea levels in his lifetime. So Trump in 2.5 years must have fixed that too.
Fixed it.
This is
unless he did. Well, maybe on his way out the door,
it was the carryover,
it.
Like the economy.
Gotcha.
Just like kept going. It was already trending in that direction.
Gotcha. But they're still running on it, by the way.
Yeah. So now he's got what a 7 or 8 bedroom, multi-million-dollar, $7 million mansion
need that,
in D.C.
Right. When you've got two kids that don't live with you anymore.
Right.
And you
D.C.
remember how nasty it was. Where how much money do you need? Right.
Yeah. His kids that go to that private school that is protected with armed guards.
Yes.
That one.
Yeah. Multiple.
That one there. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, so he's got that one. That's like $7 or 8 million he paid for that in D.C.
Yeah.
Now he's got this $15 million mansion.
The D.C. one, by the way. Did you mean the D.C. one with the fence?
Yeah, on the end
then,
of the street.
And then the fence,
yeah.
And then the concrete wall, and then the other concrete wall that you can't actually get down the street.
With the security guards?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one right there, yeah.
Okay.
So this one. This
I wasn't sure we were on the
same
one.
Yeah, that one there. Yeah, that okay. one. This one, I'm sure, but the Martha's Vineyard one will be wide open. Wide
yeah.
open.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sure.
Well, welcome to anybody.
Yeah.
Especially
so
any kind of illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Welcome to stay there.
Right.
Plenty of room to camp.
So this was Obama just a few years ago, I want to say back in 2017 or 18, talking about, you know, wealthy people and, you know, how much is enough, right?
Well, they're bad.
Yeah,
I mean, there's got to be a limit, right?
Yeah, it should be.
It's got to be a limit.
That was his point. Yeah. If it plays. Come on. I just...
Oh, I'm actually surprised by how much money I got. And let me tell you something.
So am I.
I don't have half as much as most of these folks, or a tenth or a hundredth. There's only so much you can eat.
Yeah, right?
There's only so big a house you can have.
Well, right?
There's only so many nice trips you can take.
That's right.
Look
so many nice trips. Look at it. Look at it.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at all the metal midgets.
Yeah. Yay. Right?
I mean,
come on.
It's enough.
Arrogant
come
guy.
On.
It's enough.
Come on. How much do you need?
This is a good scene.
You
better.
Don't have to.
What a clown.
To take a vow of poverty just to say, well, let me help out
a little bit.
Few of the other folks.
Yeah.
Let me look at that child out there,
right there
who doesn't have enough to eat or needs some school fees. Let me help him out. I'll pay a little more in taxes.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's
oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that? How's that new mansion? That $15 million mansion. How's that feeding that kid?
That's right.
How's
that
working out, right?
Him and dirtbag Michael Moore with their 8 homes. Right?
How many?
I love it. You've got Michael Moore, Elizabeth Warren, now the Obama. Are catching up to the Clintons, right?
That's right.
Between the 6 or 7 of them, what do they own? Like 18 homes?
Yep.
You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in homes.
Yep.
Same scumbag,
lecturing
by the way.
The people.
Dirtbag.
Yeah.
I'll go with
this was
same dirtbag, by the way,
right.
That was saying, you're a bad guy if you're trying to do this.
This
right?
was almost as good as Michelle and Obama, Barack, flying back from Maui to then lecture us on income inequality. Right?
Unreal. By the way,
how
if
much
you
is
are
enough?
A Democrat and you support these idiots, shame on you.
You're
how just many? As much of a moron as they are. How many of them can abuse you before you wake up in the morning and say, wait a minute,
well,
am I really benefiting from this? Am I ending up, by the way, with a 7-home estate in Martha's Vineyard?
If you're Elon Musk, the answer is yes.
Yes. But
the answer is yes.
99% of the voters never get better.
You know,
they never, ever get better. And why? They just don't wake up and say, wait a minute.
They're starting
to. The Clintons, I guess.
They're starting
to. The Clintons, wait a minute. Gosh, they built $100-something million net worth, multiple homes. They got wealthier, but I didn't from their policies.
Let me tell you the folks
that
are...
The Obamas are doing the same thing.
Yeah,
they got wealthier, but I didn't.
I'm surprised at how much money I got. Yeah, so are we.
Yeah,
you only
so
made 400
we.
Grand a year. It's funny
so
because it's amazing. You can make 400 grand a year and walk out be worth $100 million, buy a $7 million home in D.C. and a $15 million home on Martha's Vineyard.
And
nobody asks any questions.
And
still, they want to go after Donald Trump's tax returns.
And still give speeches like that.
Right,
he
exactly.
He could walk out tomorrow and have 100,000 people clapping, going, how much do you need? How
the
much
sad
do you
thing
need?
Is,
hey, by the way, it's $25 a ticket to get in here. How much do you need?
That's
how
right.
much do you need?
The funny thing is that the folks that are waking up are the folks that are in the inner city. That's true. When you look at the polls, right, something like 20 to 30% of African Americans now are supporting Trump.
Yeah.
Something like 30 to 40% of Latinos are supporting Trump. You know who's not supporting Trump, though? Now, the amazing thing is, so you've got people in poor communities that are finally figuring out going, like just like you said, wait a minute now. I'm not getting any better.
Yeah.
My life's not improving. But on the flip side, you have liberals like university professors, teachers, right? Yeah. Folks like that in unions, where your life's not getting better either.
No.
And yet you're supposed to be the educated folks among us.
Right.
Like, that's the scary part to me. It's like, you're the folks that are supporting clowns like this. And I think to myself, you're the ones educating our kids. Like, that's a scary thought. These folks, though, and these elites, for those of you that just don't know how this whole game works, these liberal elites are gaming the system from front to back end, right? Guess where Al Gore's four kids went? Guess where all four kids because they went to Harvard.
Yep.
Now, do you think Al Gore's kids were smarter than all those other kids out there that had perfect straight A's? No. He's connected, right? Why does Harvard, Yale, all these major institutions, all these, you know, elite colleges always let all the liberal kids in, right? And then, of course, studies have shown that these kids will go on to be more successful. They'll have better-paying jobs. They'll have more money. They'll have higher wealth. So they're gaming the system. You know, we got this whole college scam thing with a couple of actors. That's nothing to the liberal college scam, not even close. Yeah. But if they set their kids up at Yale, in Harvard, to make these connections, to go on to be, you know, they control the money. And they, well, all the while, telling us how they're here for the little guy, right? They're here to support that little kid there that just needs a sandwich. Look at him. Look at him. What do I need another $15 million mansion? Barack, we just bought a 15. Oh. Shut up, Michelle. You're not supposed to know that. I mean, come on. What a joke this guy is, right? What a joke.
Michael Moore.
He's on Wall Street. Yeah. He's a, that was the best.
Guys.
That
was the best. These guys got seven homes. Michael, you got eight.
Michael, isn't that your condo there? Oh. No, move on.
Let's end with a little more stupidity. How are we doing with time? Joe Biden, by the way.
Well, if you're talking Joe Biden, we don't have that much time.
That's it.
We don't have that much if you're talking stupidity. We do not have that much time.
Let's end with some more stupidity. Joe Biden, goodbye.
Goodbye. That's it. We're out.
So, Joe, by the way, Gropey Joe.
Is that his IQ there? What is that? What is that there?
Gropey Joe wants to propose.
Gropey.
He wants to propose tax the capital gains rate going back to 40%.
So, oh, good. That's perfect.
Now, let's see. Who cut the capital gains rate to stimulate economic growth? That would be that other, the child molester guy, the rapist.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, Bill Clinton. That's right.
And you liberals love Mr. Clinton. So, but it's amazing. But you want to really talk about getting this economy back to the Obama levels of 1% to 2% economic growth.
Yeah.
I think, Joe, this would be great, a great way to shut down and bring that economic growth rate from 3 to 4% back down to 1 to 2 that you were really successful with. Just a few other things. You'll find this hard to believe. Taylor Swift this week. She's obviously pro-choice.
Must be.
She was obviously pro-choice. Obviously. She was offended when somebody asked her. She said, I'm obviously pro-choice. We knew that, Taylor. We knew you
obviously.
Wouldn't. I mean, you're from Hollywood. You're obviously not going to support the unborn, and we just assumed, by the way, that you'd be okay with aborting a baby as it's coming out.
Speaking of which, did you hear what's her name? She was on Who's the Boss, Alyssa Milano.
Oh yeah.
She said, I had two abortions back in 1992, and without that, my life would be joyless.
Oh my God.
Something like that. It was like my life wouldn't have my life wouldn't have meaning like it does now. You could not be any more narcissistic. You couldn't. I swear to God, it's true.
What a selfish bitch.
Right?
What a selfish bitch.
You win. I thought Obama had the narcissist award, but you, ma'am, you win the narcissist of the year award.
I could have only had
far.
A third abortion, man.
Right?
Things would have been great.
Things would have been fun. Couple more quick things that will just shock you, Mike. The FBI came out this week and announced that we have a terror recruiting problem in Minnesota.
No.
Would you have guessed it?
Now, what kind of a population?
Ilhan Omar's
home
district.
There?
I wonder. That's a shock. Here's the other shocking thing. Here's the Epstein update. You'll never believe this. You'll never believe this. The camera outside the jail cell is unusable.
I knew that.
But now they didn't know if it was usable because they didn't have anything pointed in the jail cell. It was only the hallways. But now they're saying that the one camera right outside of his cell that showed the hallway, what they said was, let me make sure I quote it right. It didn't have usable material on it. I guess, to exonerate them? Did it show them actually handing over the rope to him?
So the hallway camera and the one into the cell now, neither of them were.
I don't know if there was one actually into the cell, but the one in the hallway just shockingly just happened to malfunction.
I wonder if one on the way out of the jail cell was to capture anybody, like one of the guards walking out with a big paper bag full of cash. I don't know.
It was really surprising. Mm. Yeah, so this is what they said. This is from Fox News yesterday. Some footage outside Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell is unusable, they put it.
Okay.
Not unusable. Well. So I guess it's unusable because they can't use it to get themselves off the hook.
That actually, when I think about that story and I think about having
makes
two
you
young
sick.
Girls, it physically makes
me
sick. Ill.
Makes you sick that
sick this to think that he was bringing in 11, 12, 13-year-old girls,
not just him.
14-year-old girls, not just
Let's
him.
Remember, it's not just him.
Yeah.
It's people like Ghislaine Maxwell who's still out there walking around.
Yep.
There's other folks that were involved with him and his whole cabal still walking around. Remember that, folks. Yeah. So
and
when they try,
way,
when they try to drop the case and sweep it under the table, which they will, remember all the powerful people that are connected to this, especially the Clintons, absolutely.
Yeah. And
so,
those of
anyway.
You, by the way, those of you liberals that watch this, if you have daughters, shame on you for not being disgusted with these scumbags and getting this guy. And that was a pretty obvious. And by the way, CEO of Overstock this week, which we'll talk about more on a radio show, coming out and talking about some of the corruption in the higher-ups in the FBI.
Yep.
And he said exactly what we've been saying forever, which is don't say FBI because there's so many great people in the FBI. Say the upper FBI.
The upper FBI.
There's a
total
select,
setup, though.
There's a select few at the top that are corrupt. And it's pretty obvious to everybody.
Do you think it will? Do you think it will be a single engine plane crash or a one car crash that
That's
takes
what we
them
do.
Out?
We should
seriously.
Start like a chart.
And I'm serious.
We'll give the money to charity.
He connected. Now he's a little bit nuts. Don't get me wrong, but he connected all the dots.
Yes.
He's like, here's who told me to do what. Here's who they were trying to get dirt on. Here's the Russian that they told me to go and get involved with.
Yeah.
They totally played him. He figured out. He knew it. He turned over on him, and he's telling a story now.
Yeah.
My guess is I give him maybe a month.
Yeah.
A couple weeks, months.
He'll drown in a kiddie pool accident.
It'll be like a kayak accident or something crazy. They're getting more creative now. They are. It'll be like, he'll just disappear in the wild and they'll find, like, they'll think, oh, he's eaten by a grizzly.
He went on a wine tour and he tried to eat the grapes and he had too many and we just didn't make it out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So, anyway. All right, that's going to do it for us, folks. If you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. Go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find all the information there on our firm, all of our different departments, our investment professionals, and you can find links to all of our social media stuff, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We are active all over the place. And, of course, don't forget to tune in every Saturday on WBEN from 1 to 3, AM 930, and down in South Florida, 1 to 2 every Saturday on WFTL.
So one last special shout-out to Russ Thompson, Carl Palladino, and Roger Stone on our radio show
this past
weekend.
Pretty
cool. So thank you once again. We'll get them in here.
For sure. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. We'll see you next week here on the podcast.